And we teach that we have to go and knock on other people's doors and give them the gospel to get them saved. Does the Bible say that? Okay, so then why is that a cult? I don't understand that. Why is it the Bible says to preach the word, the instant, in season, out of season, rebuke, reprove, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. So we're supposed to preach the whole counsel of God. So how does that make us a cult when we preach the whole Bible? It's like, no, there's a lot of pastors out there who are just too chicken to actually preach the Bible and what it says. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said there's an American pastor where he's at, and he's afraid to even call the names of the false prophets. But I've seen that happen at other churches in America where they're like, well, these other people are knocking around doors. I don't really want to name who they are. Jehovah's Witnesses? Mormons? You're afraid to name their names? What's wrong with you? Even unbelievers know that they're a cult. Good night. They're like, oh, I thought you were a Jehovah's Witness. That's why I said I was a Baptist. We're from a Sure Foundation Baptist Church, right? So I don't know how I got off on that, but people are just chickens, and they try to call us cult members, but what are we doing? We just believe the Bible. You know, even Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, we believe that one too. Why do we believe it? Because the Bible says it.
Amen.
Well, you know, you're so Stone Age. You're just teaching what Bronze Age goat herders taught or whatever. Yeah, well, those Bronze Age goat herders were, you know, a lot smarter than you were apparently, because you're going to die and go to hell.
Right.
And those people are in heaven. So. Amen.